given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Oh, hello, everybody. Hello, Noemi. Welcome to Access to Angels and Grace.
Absolutely. Hello, Lisa. Hello, everyone. Nice to have you with us. We always enjoy the company. We can feel your energy.
Yes, I was going to say we can feel them. Yes.
Yes, we feel the vibe.
Today's show, we're going to open it up with a really big question that we know everybody asks themselves. Like, oh my goodness, and here it is. Why is this showing up in my life? Why is this here again? And why is this here still? Ah!
Oh, never been there.
No, yeah, no, this is so uncommon. But you know what?
It's very common.
We just look around and think, really? Like, really? Why is this showing up? And so we're here to tell you to stop blaming yourself because it's only splash out. So, Noemi, you brought this word to me, splash out, this term. And we do have the show description, but how new is the word splash out to you?
Oh, I learned this when I was receiving the Moon Eye Key rites, the nine rites of power initiation, and that was 12 years ago. So going on 12 years. So I've known this for a while. It was something that it was the experience, how it was described to me was that we were doing these powerful initiations, and sometimes after the fact, things would be clearing, but sometimes yucky stuff would show up. Sometimes it would be like, ooh, I had this initiation. I felt something change within me, and here it is. This things that I don't want showing up. I'm acting out. I'm back in an old pattern or an old wound. And that was explained as splash out. And the way it was described is, imagine if you had this lovely container of water and that's full, and you dropped this big, big gem into it, things would splash out. It would displace some things. And so then it became, you know, the deeper the level of it was that it displaces things that are no longer serving, things that are ready to be released.
And that you no longer have room for, I just thought of
that. That's true too.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. Ah, I loved it. And since you've brought this into my world now for the last week, I was like, wow. And it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable when you think you're reacting negatively or poorly. So I'll begin with this show description here because it really helps clarify all these things. So why is this showing up in my life? Stop blaming yourself. It's only splash out. You look out into the clear water and you can see all the way down to the smooth sandy bottom. You say yes to the invitation to step in and enjoy the refreshing experience. Your foot touches the ground, and as soon as it does, the water instantly becomes cloudy and you no longer have that clear environment you were just enjoying. The same way that the sediment gets stirred up in is similar to what we experience in our lives after we've done the inner work, the clearing out, and then a disruption or a disturbance shows us where we still have some work to do. I have a feeling I'm reading an old description.
You are reading the old description, but I'm clearing the judgment of I did all the work on that and she's not reading it.
Oh, this is too funny because we're missing parts.
I'm reading along with you and I'm like, oh, okay.
So, oh my goodness. You know what I would like to do, just because I think this is a live on air funny thing. I'm actually going to pull up the one that we did together, and I'm not going to restart it, but you know what? There's some important things in there, so let me just, this is too funny.
While you're pulling that up, why don't I read the beginning, because that was a really Yes. Really, while you pull it up, then you can read your metaphor. This is Lisa's lovely metaphor. But it's, you know, why is this showing up in my life? Have you ever been surprised that you're running an old behavior pattern, especially after you've worked on it and healed it? We tend to blame ourselves when the old behaviors show up, like not having a voice or setting healthy boundaries, becoming easily angered, or seeing ourselves as a victim. Stop blaming yourself. It is not your fault. Splash out is happening in your life. Consider this metaphor for life and healing. And Lisa will share it.
Yes, the metaphor. And well, we've been there. So you look into the clear water and can see all the way down to the smooth, sandy bottom. And you say yes to the invitation to step in and enjoy the refreshing experience. But when your foot touches that ground, the water becomes cloudy and you no longer have the clear environment you were enjoying. The same way that sediment gets stirred up in a lake, residual reactions can get stirred up in our lives after we've done the inner work and clearing out. Those disturbances simply show us where we have more work to do. And there's no need to judge ourselves for that. If we hadn't done any work, we'd be living in a murky place and would not notice the residue even being stirred up. I like this part. The stirring up again is that splash out. It's normal and even it's expected as we do more healing and clearing. You've done nothing wrong and you haven't left anything incomplete. In fact, you've done such a beautiful job at creating clear waters that it's now easy to spot what is left and needs your attention. So don't be discouraged. When old patterns and behaviors show up, it feels uncomfortable and it's easy to judge ourselves. Instead, we need to realize that there's just a little more to clear. So splash out is a positive evidence that you've arrived at a deeper layer of healing. The more you're stirred up, the bigger the splash out you're experiencing. Bigger splash outs only occurs when you've done bigger work. So the whole point to this is catching that splash out in the moment is an indicator that you're now capable of making a different choice and you're not living from past behaviors. So this is where we've invited you. And that's the big thing, Noemi, is that, okay, there's the splash out. We're not just going to go, oh no, I can't see and it's mucky and who dirtied my waters. We're like, ooh, opportunity here to do something.
Well, yes. And that happens when you take the judgment away. If you take the judgment away, then you can observe. Oh, splash out is happening. Oh, it's that old pattern. And not like, all that work and now it's still that pattern. I thought I cleared it. What's wrong with me? None of that. It's more work to do. So we can welcome it in a sense rather than wanting to push it away, either reject it or avoid it. Try to avoid it, but it's already playing out, or judge it. So when we can be with it, then we have the power to come with a different response. The splash out is happening internally, and we can do a different response.
Yes. And I think even just having a fun name for it like that, splash out. I've been singing da 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 splash out like a wipeout song, but it's a little bit more fun. And
it is,
and it's
fun.
So normal. It's normal. I think that's one thing we really wanted to share.
All of us. It happens. Yeah. It happens to all of us. You know, it's there was a time, this is going back way back, but it was such a very physical experience, like a visceral experience of splash out many years ago. And if I perceived or felt or that my husband was dismissing me, not paying attention when I was talking about something that I thought was ultra important, I would start to get into this, you don't love me anymore thing. It's hard for me to even do it the way I did it before. I mean, it was full of drama. You don't love me, you know, the tears, the whole thing. And it was, and I started working on myself. I went to therapy and I started doing some work with some holistic healers. And one day that feeling was, I could feel it rising up in my chest. It was got all the way to my throat. I went, and it was, I said, wow. There was no judgment there. I was like, I don't need that anymore. He's busy. Why am I being so disrespectful? I'm feeling disrespected, but I'm being disrespectful, demanding attention when he's busy. And there was no judgment of me being disrespectful. I just realized that, oh, he could see me as disrespectful just as well as I could see him as disrespectful. So I wasn't labeling myself disrespectful, but in that moment, like, it was splashing out inside of me, and I caught it. And I sat with it, and I made a different choice. And I was like, I guess you're busy. And he goes, I am. I'm like, okay, talk to you later. Walked away. Rather than having that drama with the tears and the everything, you know, was coming up in my throat. It's even though it was so long ago, it was probably 20 years ago, but I still remember that experience because it was so visceral. I felt it on every level, you know, and of like, oh, I don't need that anymore. That's why it's splashing out. I don't need that. I didn't have the term splash out then, but I was like, oh, I can make a different choice right now. I don't have to run that drama response.
Drama response. I like that. I wonder how many other physical indicators or, you know, like things, signs that show us, like some people, I used to really badly, like when I was a really little, bite my nails or pick at them and stuff. And that could have been something like it's a response that where it's my splash out, but I didn't know what to do. So you try to, like, I wonder how many different things we do in our lives that are signs that could help us. Like, oh, when I do this, this might be a drama response or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably had an anxiety response with that. And, you know, so biting. And then had you done, you know, after you started to do work on yourself, if one day somehow the anxiety was triggered and you started to bite again, yes, that would be the splash out, and where you would be able to see yourself with eyes of love and just go, I don't need to do that anymore. Oh, I'm anxious. What else can I do? Maybe I'll breathe. You know, like you could do something else.
It was literally that. Because that's a very easy, like, I can catch myself. Because my mother used to catch me. Oh, stop it. You know, and so, but that's a neat one to be able to use as an example. And the other things, like some people eat, you know, that's their splash out or all kinds of other things. But the thoughts that go through our mind when we ask, why is this showing up? And we can say it in a nice way, like, why is this showing up? But it's still, there's a part of us that we can't believe it's showing up because we think it shouldn't. We've already done this work.
Mm-hmm. We have that judgment of it. And so one of the things that, I think we'll read the pre-channel message after the commercial, but right, we'll start with that, but because we have 4 minutes, but one of the things that, so there are a couple of different lenses that we can use to look at this. And I have the pre-channeled message that when I sat with Source and said, how do you want to start this conversation, is about the residue showing up and so forth, and that it's ready for healing. And I'll read that after the commercial. But the another lens that I really like is neuroscience. And if we look at this from the perspective of neuroscience, we have a well-worn path in our brain. There has been, right, so we'll take my example of me feeling dismissed and the drama response. Yes. Every time that I would feel dismissed and run that response, now in my brain, the brain is making it efficient for me to have that response because it was semi-frequent. So the brain, what it's doing is the neurons are all, they're growing. If you ever seen pictures of neurons, they have these tentacles, branches. Like they're called dendrites. And so they're coming, they're growing. So they almost touch so that one can send a message from one to the next really efficiently. It doesn't have to cross this big gap called the synapse. It gets very, very, very close. And so the thing about this is the brain is now almost hardwired. It is wired to efficiently produce that response. So it's not your fault. If you've done therapy or you've worked with a counselor, a coach or a holistic person, you've done some energy work, what's going to happen is the brain is still hardwired. The brain has not caught up yet. So the brain is still hardwired to produce that old response. And so you're going to wind up getting that trigger's going to happen. It's like Pavlov's dogs, salivating, the story of Pavlov's dogs that he a psychologist put, most of you know it, but in case you don't, had meat and put this nice steak in front of the dogs and noticed that and measured that they were salivating. And there was a doorbell at the same time. And eventually he removed the meat and just rang the doorbell and they're salivating, right? The brain, that efficient response, salivation at the sound of the doorbell. Well, we have, I have the drama response at the detection of not being paid attention to what I was saying. So it's not your fault from a neuroscience perspective either. This path has been in your brain. So it's like the rut, you know, you're driving down a road, a dirt road, and there's a big rut and you're trying to avoid it. And, you know, you straddle that rut and then your tire winds up in the rut anyway. It's kind of like that. You can't help it. It's going to happen. And so, but we need to see it from compassion rather than judgment, and then we can make a different response.
Yes, I love that. That is very helpful, and I think it helps people to give it like a little bit of understanding, like why they might be just doing something over and over, something keeps showing up, and it's those subliminal ones, but paying attention with no judgment. I like that. Yeah, just really paying attention with compassion. Ooh, there we go.
That compassion, attention, yes, right? Attention, that is being present, being here now with compassion. Ah, it's a beautiful, that's a beautiful place to live from.
Yes, that it's also space. Wonderful to offer other people that too, because if you know, you might get angry with somebody, your spouse, your mate, your friend, or your kids, and you're like, stop doing that, or you keep causing this own trouble repeating in your life. But then now we can say, oh, wait a second, ooh, you know, they've got splash out too.
Right. Well, like the example of me realizing that I might my husband could be perceiving me as being rude because he's busy on his computer and I need to tell him something and he's not responding in the manner that I wanted to. So recognizing with compassion, seeing him with compassion as well. The splash out helps us have compassion for ourselves when we recognize that it's happening. But yes, Lisa, as you said, also compassion for others. So important.
Beautiful. And when we come back from the commercials, we're going to have some beautiful words from Source.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Oh, hello. We're back here, Access to Angels and Grace. And Noemi, I missed that commercial. I haven't heard it for so long. It was so fun.
I don't think I've ever heard that commercial before. But it's,
isn't it fun? Yeah, the singing. You know, singing makes us feel good. And yeah, feeling good's good. But oh my goodness.
Feeling good's good.
Feeling good is good.
That's good to know.
We are here talking about the splash out, which we know everybody experiences. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. Well, it is uncomfortable. but it is not your fault. And Noemi, you had some time to do a pre-channeled message, sit with the divine, mm-hmm. have a beautiful conversation. And I'm excited for you to share that with us.
Yes. So this is what the divine had to say when I asked about splash out and how can we help ourselves when splash out occurs. And this is, give yourself the power to heal the unhealed places. You must learn to stop judging yourselves. Sometimes the more work you've done on healing and transforming, the more you judge the unhealed and untransformed parts of yourself and others. Yet healing and transformation take place in layers. You can heal deeply, yet still have more to heal. A scab is a sign of a physical healing taking place, yet even after the scab falls off, the skin can be red underneath it, as there is more healing to be done over time. Do not judge the unhealed parts of you when they make their appearance. Simply recognize them as rising to the surface of your life for healing. They are announcing that they need healing, and healing is ready to happen if you are ready to embrace the opportunity to grow and change that they present. But you have learned instead to judge the unhealed parts of you and to judge yourself for still having a problem or issue that you thought you were done with. Yet there is nothing here to judge when you see the presence of these aspects of you with eyes of love and compassion. Perhaps you've worked on your expression of anger and thought you mastered the healthy communication of anger, and then you lost it. You were triggered and your anger became engaged and enraged. Don't judge yourself. See this as an opportunity for more healing and stop beating yourself up. There's always more healing and growth available to you. That is the nature of human existence. At any moment, you may show up imperfectly, and that for you is not okay when the imperfection shows up in areas of your life that you thought you had already completely healed. Learn to embrace those opportunities for deeper healing and even welcome and engage them from the perspective of compassion and willingness to grow and change. Instead of asking, why is this happening to me? I can't believe this is happening to me now. Learn to state, I wonder what's here for me to heal now. I realize this is an opportunity for deeper healing. This takes you out of victim consciousness and blaming yourself and others to a deeper connection with your true self, with the truth of who you are. The deeper connection is always available to you, but you can't access it when you remain in judgment. Shifting from judgment to compassion allows you to see things differently. And in that perceptual shift, you can also see different paths to healing. You can easily perceive what's causing the unhealed reaction or thoughts, and you can easily see a path to self-healing. When you're able to see yourself with more compassion, you have much greater ability to heal yourself. While you may still benefit from working with a professional, you will be able to access insights you never could in the past, and you will be able to apply healing tools to yourself. You all have the power to self-heal, yet you lose the access to this through self-judgment and self-harshness. Embracing self-compassion and self-kindness gives you access to many self-healing tools. You see, you all have the power to do more, heal more, transform more, and free yourself more. It's all within you. If you can't find it within you or don't know where to look, ask for our help and be willing to engage the help of others who have learned what you need to know to heal and grow. It all starts with a shift in perception from judgment to compassion. and a shift in stance from blame and rejection to willingness and openness. You can live a radically different, more empowered life. And it starts with these simple changes. And we are here always for you in great love. We are complete in this moment. Namaste.
So beautiful. The a lot just comes up about the judgment piece, right? And one of them was, we cannot access the deeper healing ability when we remain in judgment. And I think, you know, because we can go to a certain level, right? Like, we can fix things in a certain level and do that work. It's that sediment, I guess, that's the splash out when it's all fuzzy and you're saying, okay, I need to... It's such an interesting thing. I was imagining, what would I be, you know, I'm trying to think of a splash out moment for myself, right? And then I think judgment might be... I'm wondering about the different ways we judge ourselves. So I think my judgment might not show up like, oh, you failed or you're stupid. Mine might come up like, wow, I'm not good enough to be with people who I maybe just had a reaction that I didn't like. And I was like, oh, so I kind of shame myself. It's a weird judge. Like, I wouldn't think, oh, wow, oh, I don't, you know, I'm not judging it. But yes, when we think we're not good enough or
reacting
that way. Yeah. And I wouldn't have thought about that until just now. I was like, wait a second, we're just judging ourselves differently. So I was going to ask if you would like to channel the question of all the different ways that we judge ourselves that we might not think
you want a list
judging. Yeah. Like a list. And then how to recognize that.
All right. How about how to recognize it and what can we do, right? Yes. Rather than leaving ourselves with this list that we can check off. I do that. I do that. I do that. I do that.
There's judgment.
I have failed. I have scored 100% on the self-judgment inventory. Don't want to do that. That's right. So how to recognize.
How to recognize it. Yeah.
Self-judgment. And
yes,
yeah,
because it just an expansion on what I was thinking. Because at first I thought, well, what I put restrictions on myself as opposed to, let's say, just judging and call myself. But I was like, well, you're not allowed to go in that with those people anymore if you're going to behave like that. Like, I do my own grounding, your own restrictions, or like, yes, just I deny myself. Like, if you're going to eat potato chips and you can't stop yourself, then you can't have them at all. You know, like, so I think it's more like show up in different ways. Like, so I'm starting to recognize that I think I deny or restrict myself as opposed to just saying, ah, I suck. I'm a bad person.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, how do you recognize the self-judgment and the different forms it can show up in, right? Because you're not recognizing the judgment, because immediately you're laying on that restriction. Okay. You can no longer do this, you know? Mm-hmm. What was the question?
How can we recognize? Yeah, so how can we recognize judgment in its different forms?
The self-judgment and the different forms it shows up in. Yes.
Forms it shows up. Yeah. And then what can we do with it? How can we do that?
In and shift out of it. Yeah.
Shift. Ooh, we love shifting.
Shift is a good thing. All right, let me grab a swig of water and I can feel the energy building, and so I can feel the presence of Source with me when I mean the presence, right? The divine is always with us, but we are not always attuned to the presence of the divine with us. And but when I'm coming into a space of channeling, and I'm especially setting up and getting ready, I can feel the presence growing within me, and it's such a beautiful thing. So just give me a moment, I'll get silent. Go deepen my connection to that deep presence, and I greet them and turn it over to them. Hello, divine. So grateful for your presence here. That deep presence. Thank you. And what we need the help here because we all judge, and we want to be able to recognize the many forms of that judgment, how it shows up. Sometimes I think it's probably pretty subtle, and sometimes it's pretty gross. How does it show up, and how can we shift out of it in that moment so we're not running that self-judgment response? So looking at self-judgment. We are grateful for this question. Judgment is something you have all embraced, sometimes a little too wholeheartedly for your benefit. Actually, judgment really does not benefit you at all. Some observation that is objective, this is the error that I made, is helpful. But when you add, I'm stupid, or like, I can't believe I did that again, or I'm not good enough, or I hope no one realizes because they'll think I'm stupid, or whatever your own flavor of judgment that you add to what you would perceive as an error or mistake or an imperfection. And you judge those imperfections as if they were something gross and something major and something that would be something that is so huge that it's going to affect your life. And so imperfection is something that is so hard for you to embrace because you've been taught that being a little imperfect is not okay, that any imperfection is not good enough. And yet if you were to take a beautiful gem, a diamond, and look at it under the most magnifying glass, you would see that there are little things that a trained eye might label as imperfections, little places where it's not homogeneous, and that is its own uniqueness. It is own unique diamond, and you are your own unique diamond, your own unique gem. And there are going to be these imperfections, but they are perfectly you. And then there are going to be imperfections that are there for the time being. This is the learning phase. This is where you are learning how to grow beyond something, how to try on something and to be something different than you have been in the past. You are learning to step into the greater you. And so there are the imperfections that are there for the moment from our perspective. For you, they might feel like they're there for a very long time. And then there are the imperfections that make you uniquely you. You are the diamond with that little feather in it. You are the diamond with a half rainbow instead of a full rainbow. You are the gem that is uniquely you. And yet, because you judge everything that is not perfectly how you think it should be, that is not good enough in your mind, then you judge your own imperfection that is not imperfection. It is your own uniqueness that shows up. And so they all get mixed together, and you have lost the ability to discern what is my own unique, you might call it quirks or however you want to label it. We see those as so loving and delightful, your unique things that you do and say that others don't do and say. We love them. We like them. We're like, oh, yep, there she is. Oh, there he is doing that unique thing that you do and say. Maybe you wrinkle your nose and you see a picture and it's imperfect. But what we're saying here to you is all those things that you perceive as imperfect are perfectly you. And if they're not perfectly you, they're perfectly where you are in this moment. If this is how you know to respond, if you know to respond with a certain response, now they're showing you that imperfection, that imperfect response, that response of anger or crying or sadness or judgment is all there. It is there for you to observe. And when you can observe it without that judgment, when you can observe the judgment showing up, then you have the choice and you have the ability to choose a different response. Learning to observe yourself is hugely important. But you all have trained to observe yourself. You observe every little flaw. If you are doing public speaking or you are dancing or you're doing anything in public, you are trained. Your mind is trained to observe. Oh, didn't hit that note just right in the singing. Didn't do this, didn't do that. Observe yourself and observe the judgment and step out of judgment. Learn to step out of judgment over and over and over again. How do you change it? Observe it, recognize it, Choose something else. Step out of it. You step out of it with compassion, lightheartedness. Learn to laugh at yourself. It is a great gift when you can laugh at yourself and be silly with that response. Be lighthearted. It will help you so much. The heaviness just leads to more judgment. The heaviness drags you down. Learning to be light with yourself. Treat yourself as a precious gem that you are. Back to where we started. That precious gem that you see has imperfections, that we see has uniqueness. We love you so much. And we have much more to say, but we are so grateful for this opportunity. Great love. Namaste.
Whew. That was beautiful. I like that. Objective observation.
That came through? Yes. Objective observation.
Mm. Yes. So not to judge it, but to, yes, observe it. There it is. That's what I did. That's how I reacted. This is what happened. But to leave that judgment out. I'm just wondering, because with that beautiful channeling there, so observing the judgment in the moment, then making a new decision. Once we've done that, sorry. I'm going to go to forgiveness here. Apologies and forgiveness. Would it be helpful for us to say I'm sorry to ourselves for the harsh judgment?
What a beautiful practice. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I've judged you. I'm sorry I've judged myself.
Yes. Yeah.
I forgive myself. So I did a workshop once where they had this phrase that we had to apply in lots of areas of our lives. I forgive myself for judging myself for. And we had to just go through, and we had a partner, and we were going through, I forgive myself for judging myself for this. I forgive myself for judging myself for that. But it's that forgiveness, that's a key to freedom right there. You know.
Oh, I'm writing that down. I forgive myself for judging myself. Is that?
I forgive myself for judging myself for X, you know, whatever, fill in the blank.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, I think that would be, and you know, that is a very loving, compassionate, and present way of observing the way we are judging.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful practice. I'm glad that showed up for me to ask, because look at that. You even have this practice. This is great.
It's always great to have a new practice that helps us. So.
Yes, I'm going to do that. So we'll go to the commercial break. I'm going to feel into a little deeper what we can do for helping Splash out.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hmm. So Noemi and I are here talking about Splash Out. And Noemi, what I was getting there, feeling in, listening to what's on the hearts of our listeners and ourselves, is around timing, because we're talking about being present and catching the splash out on the moment. And I just want to take it back a step to when that splash out happens, or just prior to. So we work on ourselves. You know, we have our daily practices, which we're just talking about, some new ones. We maybe have groups that we go to. We have our, you know, different devotions we might read or anything. And it's, I feel like there's a timing thing that we have an expectation. Like, I've worked on this. It should be done. I'm good. And I think we get caught off guard because of that timing. You're like, wait, no, I put a lot of work into that one. I've been doing this for 10 years or like timing, like just a timing thing.
Well, yeah, I think that is that idea. For me, I don't necessarily, I get surprised because I don't necessarily have the stamp of done, you know, that seal of approval. Like, I am complete with this. But when something shows up, I'm like, huh? What? Why is this happening? Why are you here? You shouldn't be here, you know, is my idea. It's like, this shouldn't be happening now, is the judgment. And so it catches me off guard. And I think it's when we catch ourselves, when we get caught off guard, you know, that's when we're scrambling for a response. And that's where we're going to have that, from neuroscience, that default response, that programmed in, that hardwire response, is because we're caught off guard. That's when we're not, you know, so that's when we're caught off guard, we're not intercepting anything that our brain is doing. It's doing it for us, and we're not able to look at it objectively and go, oh, splash out. So it is practicing, learning. I thought it was interesting in that channel message that they said, we've been trained to self-observe because we observe all of these imperfections and things that aren't working the way we think they should. So we can apply that self-observation to recognizing that we're about to judge and that we're starting to judge and stepping out of it. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Never thought of it that way.
Yeah, having more acceptance for those imperfections, but in a true, honest way. And something made me think of this I don't know. I'm trying to think if anybody said it. I don't know if they've said it to me. Maybe, but people say this. You might have heard somebody say to you, "I thought you were spiritual. Oh, I thought you did all this work on yourself. How could you blow up, or how could you do that thing wrong?" And now we have this double whammy judgment, because we are ourselves are like, oh, wow, why did that show up? And then now somebody else is pointing out that I didn't even handle it well. And like, it's like we double failed. And I think that's where we're almost afraid to be. We're very vulnerable because we don't want people. You know what's funny? So I'm going to just toot my own horn here. I am a fabulous nutritionist. However, when I'm at different dinner parties and things like that, people will be talking, but I'm not going to run around saying, oh, no, that's wrong, or, oh, wow, you know. So I just don't even say, I don't say anything. But it's also because I wouldn't want, I have this nervousness maybe that somebody's going to call me out on something. And so I don't want to be imperfect. So I just shut my mouth, right? And there's another restriction thing. So I think that it's, the judgment comes from others and society as well as from ourselves.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's how it comes first externally, but we internalize it. Yes. You know, we have judgment directed at us as children. No, 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 don't do that. Bad girl, bad boy. And we, you know, we internalize that message. And so, judgment is flowing in every direction possible. You know, it just is. Except it's not flowing from the divine to us. And we've been taught that God is judging us all the time. And that's actually not true.
Yes. Yes, it is not true.
Yeah.
Could we go deeper on whether it's the channel or we'll discuss it, is the timing of making that new choice. So we mentioned about catching the splash out, and then here's the opportunity. But now we're talking about having like a practice and doing that work. I think it's timing. I definitely know that the question's around timing here. So how can we We can't prepare for everything because flash out's a surprise.
No, so, it's totally a surprise. So it is recognizing, it is developing the habit of recognizing, right? Not living on autopilot, right? If you're living by default, yes. we're not going to notice these things. We're going to be right in that residue in the show description you talked about. If you hadn't done the work, you're living in this murky place where you don't recognize that things are getting stirred up. And so the more that we are able to see that, the more that it, when it feels different, when it does not feel, when our default is no longer that default of autopilot, but when we're more and more aware of what's going on with us, we'll catch that immediately because it'll feel it's like that when that thing was rising up in my throat to start the "you don't love me" cry, and it felt alien. It felt like, ugh, it felt like not me anymore.
Yes. Yeah. I'm wondering, for the people out there who, yes, they're now like, wow, I am catching the splash out. There it, okay, I'm seeing it, I'm recognizing it. But they have really low belief in themselves that they can do anything about it. They can make another choice. Like the groove that rut is so deep in the brain. So I'm feeling this question is, how can we gather the courage and the willingness and the strength to, when maybe nobody believes in us, maybe they you can't change, you're always like this, you're always gonna, like when you hear that from other people, and then you believe it, like you said, you internalize it. Well, maybe Source could help us out a little bit. Where can we go? Where can we get going out of that groove? Like if you're spinning your tires in mud, and you don't have a cardboard box to scooch under there to get you out, you're stuck. So how do we get that? Get pushed out of that groove.
How can we get out of that rut? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is great. Yes. So let me just, this will be a quick one. I'm just going to grab a quick swig. And we appreciate this question and we appreciate your desire to go deeper with this. Self-recognition, self-observation, self-knowing leads to self-power, the power to do something, to be in your choices, present. The more that you can be present. So if you have no confidence, if you have lots of judgment, you need to start by shifting some. So consider two columns, the confidence column and the judgment column. When you are in self-judgment, there's not a lot of confidence in your ability to do something, to do it correctly, to do it perfectly. Not that any of those are necessary. It's not necessary to do anything perfect, unless you're going for some kind of gold medal. But, so, consider that you have these two columns, and the judgment column is filled up, and the confidence column is pretty empty. Start to take one judgment out of that judgment column and see it with more neutrality. See it with more ability to observe objectively. See it, if you don't know how to see it more objectively, ask someone who cares for you, who loves you, who sees you in a positive light. That judgment column is dimming your light. It is darkening your light. That when the light is bright, the confidence is there. It is available to you. You feel confident in your ability to be present and manage your life, to choose what is healthy for you and self-nurturing and it's self-stabilizing and self-enhancing and building yourself up. All of those things, you feel the confidence. And so recognize that if you have no confidence, you are swallowed a lot of judgment, your own and those of someone else's, maybe many other people. Start to take the judgment that is, do this exercise, put the columns down, confidence column, judgment column, write those big judgments that you hear your mind saying to you over and over and over again, write them down on that judgment column. Take one. and see it with more compassion. If I had more compassion, how would I see this about myself? And start to add compassion to that mix, because it is when you add compassion, you are diluting the judgment. Eventually, the judgment goes away, because compassion and judgment cannot coexist. And but if you have a drop of compassion in an ocean of judgment, it takes a while for that compassion to take the judgment and dilute it. And so you need the ocean of compassion, but it starts with the drop that has all the elements of the ocean in it. And so start to be willing to recognize those judgments, those patterns that you run over and over and over again. Recognize them, be aware of them, recognize them when they show up. Add compassion to the mix. Add compassion to this recipe. Put it in the confidence column is the column with compassion. We are equating today compassion, self-compassion with confidence, because with self-compassion, you have the confidence because you do not need to be perfect. You do not have to not do anything wrong. You can be present with what is. And so recognizing all of those judgment tapes, all of those default judgments, those judgments that are hardwired into you, and taking one at a time and bringing compassion to it will allow you to develop new pathways in the brain, will allow you to have new responses to things. Learn to respond to the judgment that I'm not good enough with. I am beautiful. I am talented. I am uniquely me, and everything about me I am, and everything about me is good enough. I am more than enough. And start to take some positive, compassionate response to that judgment, and you will build up that confidence column. You don't need to focus so much on, I need confidence to do public speaking. I need confidence to speak my truth. I need confidence to do this. And you don't need to write the list of everything that you need. Start to look at those judgments that you're holding of yourself and running in your mind over and over and over and over again all day long, and start to take those and bring compassion and add compassion, and the judgment will at first dilute but eventually transform and transmute, and you will find that your confidence column is increasing without you even trying to be confident. We have so much more to say, but we want to leave you with this short message. Love yourself enough to stop judging yourself so much, to stop judging yourself. Be committed to replacing self-judgment with self-compassion whenever it shows up, and be observant and see where it shows. We love you so much. We are complete in this moment. Namaste.
That was so fun.
Like that this was is a, like, wow, yes.
That was like a, now we've got two practices that were given. I love this. We have I forgive myself for judging myself, XXX. And then I love this judgment confidence column. I drew it out. It was just, oh my gosh, I hope so many people do this.
I love it. I mean, right? Because we feel like I need to be confident in public speaking. I need to be confident in this. And I used to do a lot of affirmations, but for stuff that I wasn't really feeling like I could do. And while it helped a little, it did not dilute the judgment. I like that dilution. Yes. You know, add the drop of compassion, keep adding it till you have the ocean of compassion.
Yes. This is so beautiful. I love the, you know what this is? This is where we're switching the source of our motivation. Not that I need confidence, but I would like to remove this judgment and use compassion to melt it away. That was just stunning. Oh, that was fun. I can't wait to do this.
Compassion, I mean, compassion creates confidence is not something I had ever thought about.
Yes, I love that. And of course, we did get another water metaphor in there. I loved it, the drops in the ocean. And we've got our lakes and stirred up and all this good stuff. So it is always a pleasure to do Access to Angels and Grace with you. I mean, this is so fun.
It really is fun. And we we get such gifts in our life personally by doing this. Yes, it is a labor of love, but we get so many gifts. And we experienced the splash out prior, but now we get the gifts. We have these tools, and we have some practices, and we have some wonderful things that were, shared with us and ways of being, like just being able to observe the judgment and recognize it. Yes. And then bring that compassion. Add that drop. It's like they were in their nutrition mode. Add a drop of compassion. And that's see right. Where that takes you. Keep adding those drops of compassion. Don't have to resist the judgment. Don't have to fight.
Exactly. It's so beautiful. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here with us. I know, I just love having you tune in, and so we can feel your energy. And as you said at the beginning, feel the vibe. So just continue listening and sharing, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Lisa, for being on this journey with me. Such a pleasure.
So beautiful.
Thank you, everyone,
for
listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.